One of the things we've seen with Rav Nachman is that Rav Nachman connects one Inyan to another Inyan, and that's because the nature, that's what I heard from my teacher, Silver, the nature of the Pnimius HaTorah is that the Pnimius HaTorah is all Achdus. It's not Mitzumtzum, it's not like Halacha. Halacha is more connected to the Chitzonius of Torah. The Chassidus and the Kabbalah, this is more the Pnimius of Torah. The Pnimius of Torah, things are not so precise. You know, you'll talk about seven spheros, ten spheros, you have seven hechalos. This is the Zohar talks of something called seven hechalos, seven chambers of tefillah. But the nature of these seven hechalos is that they are divided according to the ten spheros. One hechal, hechal kodesh hakodashim, is keneged gimel mishonos, is keneged three. And the first hechal is keneged yisodu malchus, is keneged two. The next hechal is keneged hod. So, what is it? Is it seven? Is it ten? What is it? In the matters of the Pnimius HaTorah, there's less rigidity, there's less sort of precision in the definitions because it's more broad, it's more achdus, it's more connected to the world of achdus. Everything really is connected, everything is somewhat vague, and everything connects to everything else because the point of it is to create within us also a sense of achdus, of being connected to the world of l'asad lava, v'haya b'yom ahu yi Hashem echad, u'shmo echad. Gemara says, "M'sachin ba'idna lav echad." Who is Hashem not one nowadays? And the Gemara says, "Ha'idna." Nowadays we say, "Hatov hametiv," for good things, "Baruch Dayan ha'emes," for bad things. But lasad lavo, in the future, it'll be kulu hatov hametiv. Everything will be just the bracha of hatov hametiv. It's a revelation of achdus. Wherever you have a revelation of achdus, the truth is you have a revelation of Elokus, of Hashem. Echad is a property of Hashem. The more you have Achdus, the more you have Hashem. And that's how you find amazing things, right? The famous Rashi says that Dor HaMabul versus Dor HaFlaga. Rashi says Dor HaFlaga was also pretty terrible, but yet they don't get the same punishment as Dor HaMabul. And the answer is because Dor HaFlaga is Mu'uchad. It's even in the Pasuk. The whole land is Safa Achas, Dvarim Achadim, Ba'atalo Yibatzer Mehem, Esa Shayaz Mulasos. What they want to do, they'll be able to do. That there's a tremendous koach when you have an Achdus, because an Achdus is a connection to Hashem. So the Torah of Nachman is a Torah of Achdus. Everything is Mu'uchad, everything is connected. And one thing leads to the next, but it's all really, really, really connected. So now we'll start with Oz Zayin. That pirush, and this is the meaning of Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu Umim Tachas Rabbeinu. Hashem will have the nations led underneath us and peoples under our feet. Ze Bechinas Chirik, that's the idea of the Chirik. Nekuda Tachtona Shala Aleph, which is symbolized by the Yud and the bottom of the Aleph. Which is the concept of underneath his legs. What's underneath Hashem's legs? The land, the earth. The earth is his footstool. So the earth is his footstool. Hadom raglai, hadom is silence. That's the level of silence. If he'll choose for us our inheritance, ze bechinas Moshe. It's Moshe Rabbeinu who will choose our inheritance. Bechinas Nekudo Hel Yona Shala Aleph. So that's a hint to the Yud on top of the Vav. Bechinas Umimal Rakia Demus Kisei. The idea of having above the heavens a throne. Bechiso Kashamesh. And God's throne is like the sun. Pnei Moshe Kipnei Chama. The face of Moshe is the face of the sun. Kemamer Chachamenu Zerchonim Lebracha. Zer Chachamim Teach. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Nachalo Zoshilo. Shilo Dam Moshe. Es Gaon Yaakov, the glory of Yaakov, the Bechinas Vav, that's the Vav, Shebesoch Aleph, because Yaakov is the letter of Yaakov's Midah is MS, the Vav is a symbol of MS, straight. The word Yashar is really a synonym for MS. That's Yaakov Avinu, Bechinas Ohel. That's what was also referred to earlier as the tent, Bechinas Or, idea of light, Shemoshe, Meir, Yoshua, Moshe, the Yud above illuminates the Yud below. Moshe Kasev, as it says, V'Yaakov Ishtam, Yaakov is a man of Tmimus, Yoshev Ohal, living in the tents. So there really is there any points that we could shed a little bit of light on here? One of the things that I've heard often from my Rebbe, this Tichina Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Bechina of Chama, Bechina of the sun. That's something we've not spoken about several places here in this Torah. Pnei Moshe ki Pnei Chama, the face of Moshe is the face of the sun. The sun is another way of saying the Mashpia, the one who gives, the originator. In life, the world can be divided into Mashpia and Makaba. There are those who give, there are those who receive that which is given, and there are those who take. Kedusha is more associated with the Tzad of Messina. A very beautiful mimer of Rav Dessler, Kuntras HaChesed, where Rav Dessler really develops this very, very beautifully, that the nature of Kedusha is to give. As I heard from my teacher, you could say it this way: the neshama is kedusha. The neshama is a makor. The neshama is a source. The neshama wants to give. The guf is the opposite of kedusha. The body is a makabel, not the koach of mesina. The more neshamadik a person is, the more he'll be a giver. The more that a person is a giver, the more neshamadik a person becomes. The nature of kedusha is that kedusha wants to give. The Gemara says in a certain place that Yoser Me'asher Rotza Ha'agala Linak Hapara Rotza Lahanik. Even more than the calf wants to imbibe, the cow wants to give out. That the nature of kedusha is to want to give and to give. Think about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's primary gift was the gift of Das. Kabbalah, sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as the Midas HaNetzach, and sometimes he's called the Panim of Das, Midah of Das. We talk about Das Moshe, and a person's Makadish and Isha, Al Das, we call him Makadish Al Das, the Rabbanim Makadish, he's Makadish based on the Das of Moshe, based on the knowledge of Moshe. Moshe is the great servant who teaches us of Das Hashem. Moshe asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'ed Acha B'Shem, I want to have Das, I want to achieve Das. Hashem gives to Moshe the Yidyum Amidah Sarachamim. Hashem gives Moshe the secrets of Hashem's nature. Moshe is the Midah of Das. So let's put this together. Moshe is the Mashpia, he's the Shemesh. The Shemesh gives, that's Hashpa. Moshe's Midah is Das. Teaches us that the real greatest hashva is to give das. The biggest gift in the world is not to give somebody a check. The biggest gift in the world is to give someone new das, to give someone a new perspective, to give someone a new way of living life, a new mahalach, kaychas hanefesh, to give him a derech, give her a derech. That's the biggest gift. Shemesh tzedaka umar pe Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi says, is a Shemesh Tzedakah Umarpe, son of healing and charity. The biggest tzedakah is to give somebody das. Gemara says in Bava Basra, it's a daf ches. Hanosein pruta la'ani misbarech b'sheish brachos. If a person gives a coin to a poor person, he's blessed with six blessings. Now, mefaisa. Mefaisa means it makes him feel good. It calms him down. Don't feel bad. Feel good about yourself. So Chul Yud Aleph Brachas gets 11 Brachas because it's a bigger darga of Nosein Pruta La'ani. The real tzedakah is to give somebody das. This morning I had the privilege of spending some time in the car. So I was able to listen to a shiur by Rabbi Jonathan Rieti. So he mentioned an amazing thing. There was somebody called Howard Hughes. I didn't know who this person was, but apparently 20 or 30 years ago, he was the wealthiest man alive. He was worth $2.2 billion. He kept a diary. And the entry for the last day of his life, he writes, "There was never a day in my life that I was happy." He was the wealthiest man in America, $2.2 billion, he writes. "There's never a day in my life that I was happy." It's a gavat. You see that, you know, to give somebody physical things is not the highest tzedakah. If somebody would have given him das, if someone would have given him a whole new mahalach, how to be sameach b'chelko, and how to have emunah, be tachon b'Hashem, it would be a tremendous nesina. So he had physical matanas, but that wasn't the real nesina. The real nesina, the real shorish of tzedakah, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the shemesh, he's the mashpia, the real hashpa, the best possible hashpa person can give is to give das, to give somebody else a new mahalach, how to live life, how to look at life, how to deal with life. That's a real nesina. That's the biggest nesina. That's the most special nesina somebody can give. You give somebody a whole new derech, how to lead his life, and how to understand the world, and how to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. What he's here in this world for? Then you gave him something amazing. There's no gift equal to it. That's a gift that it can enable a person to come through everything. Das, his understanding, his mahalach, what's really important, what's not so important, he appreciates what's important, he knows to serve Hashem. That's a mahalach of life. That's a tremendous, tremendous mahalach of life. So that's one nekuda, just to point out, Nachman mentions that Moshe's Bechinas Shemesh, it's partly connected to this idea that Moshe is the greatest Baal Tzedakah, the Shemesh is the Baal Tzedakah, it's the Mashpia, and the best Tzedakah is to be Mashpia Das, to give somebody a new perspective. Another thing that Rav Nachman mentions is that the Vav is the letter of Yaakov Avinu. And obviously the idea here is that the letter Vav is the letter of being straight. The needs of Yaakov Avinu is to be straight. Ish Yasha. Ish Tam. To go straight. The needs of Emes. Tremendous thing, the Nida of MS is a tremendous, tremendous Nida. Svarim HaKadoshim teach that a person who has MS has everything. All a person really needs is the Nida of MS. A person has the real Cheshbin, the Nida of MS. So he goes straight, he follows Hashem, he does what Hashem wants, he doesn't end up with anything else. That's the derech of Yaakov Avinu, the mitzvah of Emes, the mitzvah of Tiferes. The mitzvah of Emes really requires that everything be calibrated. If a person's only going to be chesed, so evidently that's not going to be chesed shel Emes. At a certain point, it's not an emistic a person. A person is all. Everybody, I'll give you an example, a classical example of what in a. And unfortunately, what I see is that in Rabbanus, to some degree, this occurs a lot. There's this classical joke about two people that are fighting. And terrible things horrible between the two of them. So they run to, one runs to the rabbi. Shimon runs to the rabbi. He says, "Rabbi, Reuben did this to me, Reuben did that to me." The rabbi says, "You're 100% right. It's terrible." And Reuben runs to the rabbi. "Shimon did this to me, Shimon did that to me. Reuven, you're 100% right. It's terrible." So Levi runs to the rabbi. "Rabbi, you told Reuven he's 100% right. You told Shimon he's 100% right. You're 100% right, Levi. It's terrible." And that's the reality. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's the reality of certainly of many shuls in our community. The rabbis become experts at telling everybody that they're right, and somehow hoping that all these different promises not collapse and blow up. I remember I was reading a book about a certain rabbi. It was unbelievable, like the hairs that he would split. The biographer was writing, you know, the book of the Shvach of the rabbi. He said, "You know, when I look at the totality of it, I can't add it all up. But somehow it all worked. This and that, this one is right and that one's right." But the truth is, it's not the Midas Amos. At a certain point, it's just not sustainable. It can't be that the feminists are 100% right, and the guys, the good chevra from Lakewood are 100% right, and the chassidim are 100% right. It just doesn't add up. You can't, at a certain point, someone's going to have to get disappointed, and some ball's going to drop. You know, you can't be orthodox and yet really be conservative, but you're really orthodox and you're really beyond. Well, at a certain point, it's going to collapse. It can't hold. It can't. Everyone can't be right. The Midas Ha'emes requires that right, this one is correct and that one is wrong. Sometimes you use chesed and sometimes you use gvura. You can't have a Midas Ha'emes without using everything. If you're not willing to disappoint some people, to turn some people off, then it's not going to be Midas Ha'emes. It can't be Midas Ha'emes. If this one is right and that one is right, it's not Emes anymore. If you're going to be a person of Midas Ha'emes, you're going to have to take positions. This is right, that's wrong. It's the Midah of Yaakov Avinu. The Midah of Yaakov Avinu is the Midas Ha'emes. It's true, and everything is within its measure. He's not nice to everybody. He's nice to everybody, but there's a limit to how nice he is. There's a limit to how tough he is. Everything is within its measure because it's the Midas Ha'emes. It's an amazing thing. The Mekubalim say that the different midos are represented by colors. For example, the color red represents the Midas Hadin. Red is blood, death, Edom Shopich Damin, Edom, Midas Hadin. Color of silver, Kesef, represents Midas Hesed, Kisufin, longing. The Midah of Tiferes, which is also another word for the Midah of Yaakov, of Emes, is green, Yarok. Yarok is Tiferes. So I heard once from my teacher. He said, best place in the world is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is be'emtza iso shel olam, in the middle of the world. Even the non-Jews know this. They call Eretz Yisrael the Middle East. It's in the middle of the world. Yom Tovim, Pesach, Sukkot, time that's not summer, not winter. Spring, it's autumn. The extremes, the edges, you have Leilei Teves Ha'arukim, long days of Teves. You have Tisha B'Av, Shabbos B'Tammuz, we're coming close to. And the world is mostly green. The most naturally appearing color in the world is green. Grass, leaves. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us we have to hold on to the Midah of Emes. The Jew has to hold on to the Midah of Emes. The whole world is a reminder, don't go to the extremes. The extremes aren't where the Emes is. You have to go to the Midah of Emes. So Yaakov Avinu is the Briach HaTichon. Yaakov Avinu is the bolt that's inside the walls of Mishkan. And HaKotzel HaKotzel, one edge to the other edge. Yaakov Avinu is all Midas Ha'emes, all the attribute of truth. From the beginning to the end, Yaakov is the Ish Emes. So now Rav Nachman says, Zeh b'china shlosh advarim shnitzdav Yisrael. Three things that Klal Yisrael are supposed to do when we enter Eretz Yisrael. Number one, shi'chalu zaro shel Amalek, to wipe out Amalek. Zeh b'china yad ber amim tachteinu, to destroy the nations under us. Limnos lehem melech, to appoint the kings. Zebechinas go'on Yaakov, that's to have a bechina of Yaakov. Bechinas darach kochav mi Yaakov. Bilam sees the king, and he describes the king as a star coming from Yaakov. Bechinas narach. Limnos lehem beis habchira, to build a beis hamikdash. Zebechinas Moshe, that's Moshe. Bechinas das, Evi of das. As our sages say, Mishi Yesh Bodeya, person who has Das, Kiilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yama, it's as if he has a Beis HaMikdash. It's a Bechinas Yivcha Lanus Nachlasenu. It's the idea that he'll choose for us our inheritance. So we see in Dalet Ad Kan Lashon Rabbeinu Zichron Livrachas. This is from Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman says, still here was the Lashon of Reb Nachman. But now Reb Nachman adds, V'zeh Pirush, this is the meaning of Vayomer Hashem Moshe Kras Yoshua. Hashem tells Moshe to call Yoshua to fight Amalek. Moshe, hu nekudah el Yonah. Moshe is the bechina of the dot above, Kesef. Yoshua Nakuda Tachton, Yoshua is the dot beneath, Malchus. Is Yatsu Ohel, stay in the tents, Abchina Sarakia, that's to have a cover over them. Machina Savav, Shabasocha Aleph, that's the Vav in the Aleph. Batsavenu, and I'm going to command Yoshua. Kimosha, I'm sorry, this is not when Mechamah Samalek, this is later on in Parshas Pinchas. Moshe Yitzarach Azlim Tzarach Kol Yoshua. Moshe had to give everything to Yoshua. Ben Ein Shulton Biyom Amavus Kishas Istalkas Tzadik Ein Lo Shlita VeKoach LaHayir LiYoshua. But Moshe, when he's dying, he doesn't have the koach to illuminate Yoshua. Al Kain Diik VaAtzavenu. Hashem says, "I will command him." Ani Ba'atzmi. Kichazram Memshala LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rule went back to Hashem. Klal Kala Inyan Kala B'Tzmunas Aleph. The whole idea really is hinted in the picture of the Aleph, when Nekuda Elyona, Nekuda Tachtona, V'va, V'duk Ma'od. V'ini Shama Chacham Zivchon Levracha, Shekodim Knis Yisrael La'aretz, who's rule the Kaim Shalosh Mitzvos? This is why our sages say that the Jews have to fulfill three mitzvos when we enter the land. V'hachris Zara Shalamalek, Livnos Lehem Beis Abchira, V'lamanos Melech. To destroy Amalek, to build a Beis HaMikdash, and to appoint a king. V'hachris Zara Shalamalek, Yibichinas Yoshua. To destroy the descendants of Amalek, this is Yoshua. Nekuda Tachtona. Kiyuki Mechias Amalek, Tali B'Yoshua, Kmo Shekos Atzei Yilachem B'Amalek. To destroy Amalek is dependent in Yoshua. Kamavur B'Zohar Inyan. Livnos Beis Abchiru B'chinas Moshe, Nekuda El Yona, Kimishi Yesh Bodea, Kiyu Nivn Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, Moshe B'chinas Adas, to build the Beis HaMikdash, that's Moshe, that's the point above, V'lamanos Melech, and to appoint a king, who B'chinas Rakia, that's the heavens, Havav, Shebesoch Aleph, the Vav in the Aleph, Kmo Shekosav, as it says, Darach Kochav Miyakov, Shekoyal Sheyakov Melech Miyakov, which means that there will be a king from Yaakov, V'darach Kochav B'chinas Rakia, שיש פה כוכב ממזלוס והיינו מיעקב כי יעקב ישתם יושב אוהלם בחינס רקיע כמו שכסוב הימתחים כאוהל כמבור בזור שיעקב הוא בחינס וב כי שלוש מצוות אלה בחינס תשובה והבין. These are all part of the idea of תשובה. Now earlier it said זה סוד כוונס אלול. This is the secret of the כוונס of אלול. שמעתי קצת כציפ מן הים. I heard a little bit like a drop from the ocean. I am שם בכוונו של אלו. מבואר שם שכלל כוונו של אלו הוא הנוסם ביום דרך. Reis teaches the main pasuk to think about. And Elul is the pasuk הנוסם ביום דרך, that Hashem puts a path through the oceans. שצריכים להיר בחינס דרך ביום. We have to get to a point of having a derech, having a path through the ocean. Zed Derech, Derech is begematria two times Yabok. Shtei pam Hashem Yabok, two times Yud Beis Kuf. Shtei pam Yabok, two times Yabok, two times 112 equals 224, which is the gematria of the word Derech. That's the Derech Bayam. Zen what two Yabok. Zen Nimshach Mipchina Shnei Shemos. That comes from two names of Hashem. Shem Kasa, which is the Aleph Hey, Shem Eke, and Sag, which is a form of Shem Havaya. Kelu Shnei Shemos, these two Shemos, Kasa and Sag, Himon Begamach Shtei Pamim Yabok, they equal together two times Yabok, they equal Derech. Tzarech Lachavin Shem Kasa Besegel. So Nachman said earlier that you're supposed to be Machav, this is the Segel and the Chirik, so that's these cantillations that when you look at Tzadik as Mechavin in davening during Elul Aleph Lamed Pei Hey Yud Yud Vav Dalet and Hey Yud, so he has underneath the letters the segel Shem Sag is Mechavin the Milui of Havaya, which equals 63. He's Mechavin it with the Chirik underneath. Segel de Kesav Achirik de Sag. You take the gematria Segel Achirik. Em Olim Taf Yud Vav. That equals 416. Kishem
Kesav.
He looks clean. Kishem Kesav. Because the name Kesav is the same Aleph Hey Yud Hey with the Milui. Because Aleph and Hey Yud. Yud Vav Dalet and Hey Yud. Shem Yud Osios, that's 10 letters. Achas Nakuda Besegel, each one has a segel underneath it. Segel Ushalosh Nakudos, segel's 3 points. Alkenu ola shlosh. 10 letters of 3 points is 30. Alken yud pam segel. That's why 3 times or 10 times segel ola shin equals 360. Right, 3 times sag is 360. The sag him yud osio shomili havaya. Sag is 10 letters of havaya. Yud vav dalid he yud vav alav vav he yud. Chal achas nakuda bechirik. Each one has a chirik, so that's 10 times 10. Chirik is a yud. Olamea, that's 100. Shneim. So if you put the two together, chirik de sag, the segel de kasa, 100. Together with 360. Olam yachad tough. Doesn't really work. It's 416. Gematria psuta.
Maybe it's 3 shneid vav somehow. 316.
Yeah, it must be a mistake.
How did the segel thing work? It's the segel is 3. Then there's 10 letters, so that's 30. And how do you get to
30?
How do you get times? How do you times that by?
Let's say 30 plus 161, still only 191. Yeah, I don't know. He does.
So why does he get palm segel? Why does he multiply it by?
Word segel itself equals
99. Why does he do that? The 10 times 30 then? Because each one of the 10 from the miloy has 3. That's 30. Why does he multiply that by another 10? Because there's 3 dots. No, because there's.
Maybe you have 10 letters. Each letter has a segel underneath it. So that gives you 10 segels.
It's 30.
Which is 30.
Multiply that by 10.
And that 30 is then multiplied by 10.
Why?
So that gives you 100.
But you did the 10 letters of the Milo. You already included the 10 letters of the Milo.
Well, maybe because of that very point, that the Milui of the Milui. In other words, the
Milo of the
Gematria is to maybe that. Maybe it's the Chirik times, that could be the Chirik times the Segel links the two together. So the whole point is to connect the Segel with the Chirik. So you have 10 times 30 equals 300. And then in Yud Hei Vav Hei, you have 10 letters, also each one with a Chirik. So that's 10 times 10 equals 100. So 100
times
with 300. Right, 100 with 300 equals 400, which is tough. So together it's tough. 400. Which is begematria, the word pshuta.
So it equals 400, but tough is the. Okay.
Right. So pshuta. Shin is 300, pay is 80, 380, 386, 395,
400.
400. So the word pshuta equals tough. So if you combine the segel and the chirik, you get to 400, which equals pshuta. Vazli, they call pchinos hanal. So this is hayamin pshuta lekabel tshuvasa. The person has connection of keser with malchus. Person is Dom LaHashem. Person gives the kavod up to Hashem's kavod. Person like that is the way of tshuva, that Hashem's right hand will be open to accept. Ki yamin bin miluav. If you spell out the word yamin, yud vav dalid, mem mem, yud vav dalid, nun nun, Ola derech im hashalosh osios. That would equal the word derech with the three letters. Derech is shtei pamim yabuk. What's the yamin? What's the yamin with which Hashem accepts a person? He's baki beratzo, baki b'shul. He's an expert both in moving forward, because wherever he moves forward, he knows Hashem is beyond him. And he's an expert in moving forward even when he's falling down, because he knows Hashem is with him. Calls him avur mitoch kavanos elul. Now you'll see that all these kavanas of Elul are hinted in this Torah. Part of this Torah is, if you want to do tshuva, you have to have two expertise. Hanu baki beratzo, an expert to move forward. Baki b'shov, an expert to move back. Shubchinas ayil, to know how to go in, the nafik, to go out. Bechinas, the idea of yimesak shamayim, if I go to the heaven, shamata, you're there. Shubchinas baki beratzel, it's an expert to go in. Ratzia shol, if I put you down into Gehenim, hinecha, there you are. Shubchinas baki b'shol, it's an expert to return. Kumavur le'el, ayin sham, as we've explained. Pirush ha'pashut, the simple meaning is, Shavishin rotzel le'elch b'darchia tshuva. The person wants to go in the ways of tshuva. Tzarech lachkor masnav. He has to find the energy. So he's chazik atzum b'darki Hashem tamid. Should always be serving Hashem. Bein ba'aliyah, bein b'iriyah. Whether things are going well or they're not. Shein b'chinas. That's the idea. Mesek shamayim v'atziya sh'ol. Hainu bein sh'yizkel eiz aliyah. Whether I'm going up to the heaven, I get a blessing. Leiza madrega gedola. A person gets a high madrega. Afal pikin al yamut sham. Even so, he shouldn't stay there. He shouldn't be satisfied. Rachzarech shi yabaki b'zeh ma'od, he has to be very expert, leido lahamin, to know and to believe. Shutzarech lalechet yoter v'yoter, he needs to go more and more. Shutzarech b'chinas baki b'ratzo, that's the expertise in ratzo, b'chinas ayil, to go in. Shutzarech in esak shemayim, to go up to the heaven, shamata, there you are. B'chin lahepach, and also the opposite, shavilu mipol chas v'shalom l'makom sheyipol, even if he falls to a lower place. Afilu Sha'ochas in Atzmon v'b'chin. I'm sorry. Afilu.
Next one. Just want to give.
Oh yeah. Afilu b'shol tachtis. Even in the lowest levels, gam ken al yisya'i sh'atzmon l'olam. A person should never give up. V'tamid yichapis v'yavakris Hashem yizbarach. Always keep searching for Hashem. V'yachazik atzmon b'chol makom shuhu b'chol ma sh'yuchal. He should strengthen himself. V'gam b'shol tachtis. Even in Gehenim nimtza Hashem yizbarach. Hashem is with him. And even there he can connect to Hashem. That's the idea. I go down to Gehenim. Hinecha, there you are. That's how to be an expert in the downfall. The only way to progress in the path of tshuva, when he's an expert in both of these things. Now our Rebbe was very careful. He called this an expertise. It's a very delicate point. She is kaleida to know the agea atzmo, to work himself with troach and to put an effort. Bavodas Hashem tamid, constantly serving Hashem. Ulitzapos b'choleitz lagiel amadrega gavoy yoser, and to always anticipate and look and try to reach a higher level. Bavol pikin al yipol mishum davar, and even so, never to let go of anything. Rafilim yiyeich sheyiyeich chas v'shalom, even if it's not so good. Never to be depressed. Be a kayin to fulfill. When I'm in Gehenim, I'm with you, Hashem. Now, this is the secret of the kavanos of Elul. It's not easy to reach this level. Baki is the Shem Hashem, Yud Beis Kuf. Shuosios Baki, it's the same as the letters Beis Kuf Yud. If a person is Baki Baratzo, Baki Bishov. Shem Shtei Pamim Baki, he has two Yaboks, and Baki Baratzo, Baki Bishov. But he says, Ochel Derech HaTshuva. Then he merits the Derech of Tshuva, which is two Yaboks. Kedei Shtei Pamim Baki, Shem Bechina Shtei Pamim Yabok Kanal, Olo Begamachu Derech Kanal. Because two times Baki equals Derech. Ki Al Pia Kavanos Nasa Zeh Derech Mbechina Segel De Kasa Bechirik De Sad, Shem Begamachu Shtei Pamim Yabok Kanal. Also, this derech is to combine the segol and the chirik, which together is two times yabok. Zeh ba'atzmo sod b'china shnei b'kios hanal, ki baki b'ratzo sh'b'china sesek shamayim, zeh b'china segol d'kasa. Baki shamayim is the idea of ehyeh, ki esak osios kasa, And that's really the same thing. Kasa, kuf samach aleph, it's osios esak shamayim, I'll go up to heaven. Baki b'shov, shu b'china svatziya shol hinecha, zeh b'china schirik desag, milashon al taseg gvul olam, don't violate the boundaries of the world. Shu b'china shemasa gvul machziru l'achorav, what is to violate the boundary? To move your fence. Zeh b'china sirida, that's to go down. Shadam nofel chas v'shalom, madri gasav, unasav achor chas v'shalom, that a person is falling chas v'shalom. Afopiki, nevertheless, chazik asatzim, strengthen yourself. Al yisya'i shatzmal olam, never give up. Gam sham nimtza Hashem is barach. Hashem is with you there too. B'chinas vatziya shol hinekam. So b'chinas Hashem sag kanal. Ki segol dochama. Segol actually is the sun. Nekudu el yonah shala aleph. Nechlekes shalosh tipin. That's the level above the aleph. So b'chinas esak shamayim. B'chinas segol dekasa. Rosios esak. Chirik b'chinas nekuda tachtona shal aleph. B'chinas vatziya shol hinekam. B'chinas chirik the sag. That's Rav Nachman teaches you. Because Yeshel Elu Shnei Abakios Hanal Zayhu Holech V'Darkei Hatshuva. The person has these two Bekios, two expertise, and he has a Derech of Tshuva. Then he has the Yamin Hashem Pshuta Kabel Shavim. The right hand of Hashem is stretched out to accept those who are doing Tshuva. Okay, so we should all merit to have Bekios Tikva. Merit to serve Hashem the right way. This is the last time we'll meet, I guess, over the summer, because I guess everyone's going away. I'm also going away next week. So maybe next year, Rabbi Epstein, we'll get something out.
Yes. Sorry.